22 years ago, baby Tegan Lane vanished 2 days after her birth in a Sydney hospital. It turned into a case that shocked the nation. Baby Tegan had been the fourth pregnancy for her then 21-year-old mother, Kelly Lane, an athlete who'd seemingly managed to play elite-level water polo without anyone noticing any of her pregnancies. Kelly Lane is now halfway through an 18-year sentence for Tegan's murder. But now, in an engrossing true crime series called Exposed, Kelly Lane still maintains her innocence and has called for the child, now an adult, or for Tegan's father to come forward.
Although it may seem very unusual to everybody else, 21 years ago, they're the steps I took, and I safely gave her to her father. And I want to clear my name. I want to show the public that that's exactly what happened.
That's Kelly Lane, a convicted murderer, speaking from prison to Exposed. This series is produced by the ABC, presented by award-winning journalists Elise Worthington and Caro Meldrum-Hanna. Caro joins us in the Breakfast Studio. Caro, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you for having me again.
Caro, Kelly Lane contacted you from prison in 2016.
Yes.
Why? What did she tell you then? What made you decide to revisit this story?
Yeah, a crazy story in itself, sitting at work and a letter arrives on my desk in the Daily Mail drop-off from the mail room, and there was a handwritten letter from Kelly Lane to me, and it was entirely unsolicited. I've never reported on her case. I was at university when this all broke in the news. So receiving it in the first place was astonishing. She said she'd been watching my Four Corners programs from prison, and she said she desperately wanted to reinvigorate the search for her child, that she was innocent, that she'd been wrongfully convicted, and that her child would now be in her early 20s. She's out there somewhere, and so is the man that took her, that Kelly Lane gave the baby to raise. And, you know, obviously, the first thought is, Fran, well, isn't this an open and shut case? A jury found this woman guilty. Yes, it was a circumstantial case. The body of Tegan has never been found. Well, should this one be held up to the light? And I got in touch with the Innocence Initiative at the RMIT. It's a legal academic body. And at the top, they investigate possible wrongful convictions. And at the top of their list was the Kelly Lane case. So that was a little in, and it certainly sparked my interest. I thought, okay.
That opened your mind to the idea.
For sure. You know, is there something here? So scratched and scratched, had dig, and realised, whoa, there are witnesses that haven't been found. There are leads that haven't been chased down. There were records that weren't obtained. There were phone records that weren't obtained by the police. There were missed opportunities early on in the police investigation when it was first referred to Manly Police, where Kelly Lane's father had previously been an officer there himself. So the more we looked, the more we thought this one deserves to be held up to the light.
Can you just remind us, not everyone listening will be able to bring to mind the Kelly Lane story. We talked there about the four pregnancies, the disappearance of Tegan. A little bit about Kelly Lane, where she was headed in her life at this time, because some of those details around this are extraordinary, her capacity to hide these pregnancies for one.
Absolutely. And the fact, too, that she has never, ever spoken. She never spoke in her trial, at the inquest. She's always maintained her silence. So she was this cold, emotionless character, tall, athletic, pretty formidable, coming in and out of court, not showing any emotion, defying what we want to see from a mother. We want to see someone weeping on the courthouse steps. Kelly Lane was a golden girl. She grew up on Sydney's affluent northern beaches, daughter of esteemed parents, the local policeman. Mother worked at the local hospital. They were at every soiree. Her father was also the coach of the Manly Rugby Union first grader team. So everyone knew the Lanes, and she was going places. She was pretty. The boys wanted to date her. She was a talented water polo player. She represented Australia as a junior. She represented New South Wales for the sport too. So she was very promising. And she was a big fish in a cliquey, gossipy community. Now, this girl that shone so bright, actually, privately, she was very troubled. Highly secretive, falling pregnant.
The golden girl thing, that played heavily in her trial and in the media around it, the fact that, you know, it was her ambition that might have led her to kill her baby or get rid of these pregnancies, so they didn't get away in the way of her ambitions.
Yes.
But she had five pregnancies from the age of 17 to 24. It does suggest something more complex than that.
Doesn't it just? It suggests a girl who wants to be pregnant, not a girl who's trying to avoid being pregnant. And she knew how to access a termination. She had two abortions. The first one was when she was in the final year of school and another one soon after. She fell pregnant again the third time, and that's when she concealed it and took it to full term, put it up for adoption, The second one, Tegan, vanished. She took a radically different path. Her third secret concealed pregnancy, she also gave the baby up for adoption. So what happened with Tegan? Why so radically depart from the path that she knew of accessing terminations and adoptions?
All right, well, I'll see if you can answer that question in a moment. But the interviews you did with Kelly Lane were, certainly as I've seen in the first episode anyway, conducted by 6-minute phone calls from prison.
Yeah, excruciating.
We have a clip here from the beginning of the series. You canvass with her past as a serial liar during one of those phone calls from prison.
You know, you were lying then. Will you be truthful with me through this?
100%. I wouldn't have sought you out, and I wouldn't have been pushing for 7 years and have my life dug into and exposed, and my family and my friends, my partner. I would never do that to them. It's such a huge responsibility. And I could sit here, Carol, and do my time. I'm halfway through. But no way. I'm happy for you to go to the ends. I want you to go to the ends.
Okay.
I look forward to it. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you believe her then, or did you believe her during?
Mm.
And do you believe her now?
Good question. Kelly Lane, the mind-bending. She is an enigma. She's a riddle. She's a puzzle. The thing that Kelly Lane did then, back then, was she sprinkled the truth among the lies and created this web. So our task was then to separate the truth from the lies and try and get further and beyond that. Kelly Lane said she's a changed woman. She doesn't lie like she did before. She lied then to conceal these secrets and stop it from getting back to her life and her parents. It's very, very difficult when you are, I mean, you're a pro at it. You're not seeing a lot of people when you're interviewing them. They're on the phone. I'm used to seeing people. Television, that's what I do. So I was deprived of that on these calls, and they were timed. There were beeps as the time was running out. So it was very high pressure. What we found was that parts of Kelly Lane's story that up until now have been put forward as a lie, we have found that some are true, which is astonishing. There are moments where we cannot believe what we've heard. So you're going to find out a lot that will challenge what we know.
Caro, just finally, in this series, Exposed, we see you, you know, pinning details to the wall. Yeah. It's a bit like a crime. It's a bit like Carrie in Homeland, for instance, at some points.
Yeah.
Though I hope the rest of that storyline doesn't come true. It's a departure from the journalism you've done. It's a bit more showbiz. You're asked questions. Mm. You're a player in this. Mm. What is the strength of this kind of production, in your view?
Mm. I think to demystify a lot of what journalists, and particularly investigative journalists, do, to show it actually warts and all. Often we're asked, why didn't you speak to that person, or why didn't you find that person, or you deliberately left that out. In this, you will now see that we're chasing down everything. You see us hit the wall. You see people hang up on us. You see that all playing out. So we're hoping that through that, people can see an authentic process there to watch us, maybe cheer us on, maybe boo us.
Are you also hoping for people might too bring you some more information? Have you had
Absolutely.
Any yet? Has people come forward?
Yes, incredibly. We've pop online. You can actually hear more of Kelly Lane online on ABC News Today, the Kelly Lane tapes, it's called. Yes, we've already had some remarkable tips. One coming through actually about the man, Andrew Norris, who's never been found. So it has begun.
Stay tuned. Caro, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Caro Meldrum-Hanna, the ABC reporter, talking about her new true crime series, Exposed, which goes to air tonight on ABC TV at 8:30. Sounds like a cracker. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:45.